It's time to take a break for yourself and grab your daily snippet. Hello, gals, and welcome to The Sober CEO, a segment of Sober Living Snippets directed specifically at online business women. That's right, entrepreneurs building their businesses online, silently struggling with alcohol. I'm Becca Jacobson, and you have arrived in Snippet Land, where we learn how to live alcohol-free so we can heal our relationships, our bodies, our minds, our souls, and our hearts, and build the lives that we know we're capable of building without leaning on alcohol. That's what we do. We're healing, healing, healing. We realize that it's not about the alcohol, is it? It is so not about the alcohol. So what is it about? Well, today I'm going to talk about five silent emotional patterns that I've noticed. These are emotional patterns that high-achieving women use to cope and what we're really trying to heal. So these are five patterns. There you are, you're successful, you're driven, and yet somehow behind all your achievements, you're tired. You're tired of pretending, tired of waking up promising yourself you'll cut back. You're tired of wondering why you keep doing something that doesn't even feel good anymore. That's a good one, right? Why do I keep doing this? I don't even enjoy it anymore. Talk about on autopilot. If you've ever asked yourself, why can't I just stop? This isn't about willpower, gals. It's about what's underneath. So in this short reflection, I'm going to talk about five emotional patterns I see over and over again in high-achieving women. Patterns that drive secret drinking even when everything looks fine. You're not going to find solutions here, but my goal is to give you something more powerful than solutions today. And that is clarity. 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 Ready? Okay, the five patterns. The first one is what I call the overfunctioner. The overfunctioner. You do more than's required. You're always on time. You're always planning, managing, performing, overachieving, happening. You manage, plan, and perform like it's your job to keep the world from falling apart. Your drinking is, in fact, often the only time you stop. Let me say that again, gals. You're the overfunctioner, and your drinking is often the only time you actually stop overfunctioning. Whether it's at home, looking after people in the house, or at work, you are always on and always there and always doing. And the only time you get to actually stop and just let it go is when you're drinking. Even if your drinking's in secret, which for some of us it is. This is the overfunctioner, and if you recognize yourself in this, I want you to know you're not alone, but that sooner or later, you're going to want to learn how to stop without the alcohol, and that's what we do here in Snippet Land. That's number one, the overfunctioner. The second secret, quiet, emotional pattern that I've noticed is what I call the perfection mask. The perfection mask. You've built an identity around being very capable and very polished and very together, right? Nobody would believe that you are using alcohol to cope. Your identity is a mask of perfection. In fact, your perfection mask is so nicely polished that no one can even see the cracks in it. But you're using alcohol as a release valve. Sound familiar, gals? This was definitely me. I would go to work. I'm the college professor, do the job, do the thing, and then walk in the door at home and just like let it all fall apart. And it was the only way I could relax and not be perfect and not be overmanaging and overfunctioning. Number three is what I call the secret rebellion. I love this one. We follow the rules. You follow the rules. You do what's expected. You're not the rebel. You show up. You do what's supposed to be done. But under the surface, drinking is your silent fuck this. I can break the rules. It's how you reclaim control, even if it's costing you more than it's giving. You use alcohol to rebel because you're always following the rules in your life. really what you would like to do is rebel a little bit out in your world, but you can't because you're wearing the perfection mask and you're an over-functioner. So your secret rebellion is the alcohol. I don't know if you've ever thought of it that way, but if it's the only time you get to just throw caution to the wind is when you're drinking, then you don't know how to express your own personal creativity, your own way of showing up in the world without being a rigid rule follower unless you're drinking. That's the secret rebellion person. Sound familiar? Number four, the caretaker syndrome. You meet everyone else's needs first. You soothe, you support, you manage, and the whole time you're ignoring your own pain. I think all of us, all women, regardless of our careers or our path in life, we are caretakers, aren't we? And we look after others and we're always showing up for others. Alcohol becomes the one way we can soothe. We can just sit and give back to ourselves by allowing ourselves to relax with a drink. Until, of course, it doesn't help and we realize this isn't working anymore, but it's all we know. The question to ask yourself here is, what would it look like if you let someone take care of you once in a while? Usually someone who's in the caretaker mode is somebody who really doesn't allow others to help them. Have you ever had a friend say, why don't you let me help you here? Or your partner might want to help, or somebody wants to show up and do for you, and you're always, no, I got it. I got this. I'm good. I got it. You're soothing, supporting, and managing other people while ignoring your own need. We all need to be helped. We all need to allow others to help us once in a while. And instead, we let alcohol take that role. That's number four, the caretaker syndrome. And number five, I call the emotional bottler. You're calm, you're composed, you're controlled. You're all bottled up, baby. No one sees the grief, the rage, the loneliness, or the resentment. No one sees what's going on underneath. You're emotionally bottled until you drink. Drinking numbs these emotions that feel too risky to release. When we're building, we don't have time for emotions. We don't have time to fall apart. We don't have time for anger, sadness, fear. I remember during the many, many years that I was trying desperately to get over alcohol, one of the things that I wouldn't do was face emotions. In fact, I remember one of the many therapists I had, I said to him, I'm afraid that if I start crying, I'll never stop. I was so bottled up. It was bizarre. And the only release I could get was from alcohol. If you're not willing to feel your emotions, you're living in a private hell. And yeah, it feels like alcohol is helping us release them. It's the one and only time that we don't feel that tense, tight feeling in the chest, in the stomach, in the heart. It's that final moment when we can just let it loose. But this is not helping. I'm sure you know that. I know you know that it's not helping. You know that it's making things worse. When we bottle up emotions, they get frozen in our energetic bodies. And these emotional wounds will stay there until we learn to release them. Releasing emotional wounds is one of the things I'm best at. It's what I help women do. And when we release these emotions, the freedom we feel is so intense that we no longer even need alcohol. Now that's real and true freedom. But if you're just reaching for the bottle, you'll never get there. So gals, those are the five silent emotional triggers that I'm seeing high-achieving women using. If you're out there building your business, helping other people, and struggling with one or more of these five silent emotional triggers, where is it going to land? Sooner or later, alcohol is going to take over your life. That's what happened to me. I held it together for over 30 years, but eventually, alcohol takes over and takes us down. For me, that was hitting a massive and painful, agonizing bottom in 2018. Listen, you don't have to hit a bottom. You can come out of this gently and rationally and release these emotions, get past these silent emotional triggers, and learn to live free and build the business you were meant to build and help the people you were meant to help. So one more time, here they are. Number one, the over-functioner. You're over-functioning and using alcohol to support you. Number two, the perfection mask. Looking pretty polished on the outside, but don't look on the inside. Number three, the secret rebellion. Following all the rules and blowing out with alcohol, over-drinking is your way of rebelling and saying to the world, you know what? I don't have to do things your way. I can do them my own way. Number four is the caretaker syndrome, looking after everyone except ourselves. And number five, the emotional bottler. I really believe that number five is the worst. It will ensure you are living a life of pain and suffering, silently, quietly, all alone. Gals, if you're building that business, I want you to be free because the people you were meant to help need you, and they need you at your best. If you recognize yourself in one or more of these silent patterns, I want you to know this. You're not weak. You're not broken. You're just doing something really hard without the kind of support that actually works for a woman like you. You haven't taken the easy path. And if you find yourself turning to alcohol for support, you are not alone. And that's why I created something extra just for you. It's a private video called The Truth About High-Performing Women and Alcohol. And it's exactly what I wish someone had handed me back in 2018. You can get instant access via the link in the show notes. And I'll see you there. And I'll see you also next Friday for another episode of Sober CEO here in Snippetland. Have a beautiful weekend, everyone. I'll see you on Monday. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back tomorrow so we can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.